This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. U.S. President Donald Trump touted the nation's successes in controlling the coronavirus pandemic Friday in the shortest White House briefing since the COVID-19 outbreak began. Speaking to reporters in the briefing room, Trump said there has been very significant progress over the past 7 days.
We're opening our country. It's very exciting to see. We have a lot of talent involved, from governors down to people that just stand there and help you with the doors. There's been tremendous talent involved and tremendous spirit from our country.
The president said that 18 states are showing a decline in the number of COVID positive tests, and nationwide, the percentage of positive tests is also down. He said half of all Americans are living in states that are working to reopen their economies. Trump, Vice President Mike Pence, and Food and Drug Administration Commissioner Stephen Hahn spoke for just 21 minutes before ending the briefing without taking questions. President Donald Trump has signed another relief bill aimed at getting help to small businesses, hospitals, and others in the hard-hit U.S. economy. AP correspondent Sagar Meghani has details.
It's the fourth massive relief package, $500 billion to help deal with a virus that has killed more than 50,000 Americans and cost 1 in 6 U.S. jobs. Half the money will replenish a small business payroll fund that quickly ran out of cash. Billions more will go to hospitals and testing. The bill passed nearly unanimously on Capitol Hill, and while future packages are likely, battle lines are being drawn. Sagar Meghani, Washington.